the Public News Service Daily Newscast, November the 3rd, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. Voting activists are throwing parties around Montana this weekend to encourage citizens to vote, but especially to encourage Native Americans to get involved in the democratic process.
Native Western Voice is working with Montana conservation voters to stress the importance of voting in next week's local elections. Adam Beeves Fisher with Western Native Voice says it is important for all citizens to be democratically active, but it is especially essential for Montana's indigenous people to cast their ballots and use their voice because they have historically been disenfranchised.
It's important for Native communities to be a part of our democratic process, to be able to create the future and be part of the decision-making process that affects them directly.
The events will be held Saturday at the Bighorn Resort in Billings and Sunday at the Civic Center in Great Falls. The parties start at 4 p.m. both days. I'm Mark Moran.
Organizers are still looking for volunteers. Election Day is next Tuesday. Now, from the Associated Press, the House approved a nearly $14.5 billion military aid package Thursday for Israel, being called a muscular U.S. response to the war with Hamas, but also a partisan approach by the new Speaker, Mike Johnson. The AP reports that a departure from norms, Johnson's package required that the emergency aid be offset with cuts in the government spending elsewhere. President Biden has said he would veto the bill, which was approved 226 to 196, with 12 Democrats joining most Republicans on a largely party-line vote. Next, from Danielle Smith in Arkansas and across the nation, book bans are becoming more common.
The American Library Association says there were almost 700 attempts to censor library materials nationwide from January to August, and over 1,900 challenges of specific book titles. In Saline County, Patty Hector says she was removed from her position as library director for not banning books. She says a county judge and quorum court wrote a resolution advising her to pick out harmful books and move them so children could not access them. Hector says her response led to her being fired.
There's no place in the library that people can't get to. So I said no. And then that was what got me in trouble. I said no to them. And you don't say no to a bunch of men. And the books they picked up are LGBTQ and race. Two-thirds of them are.
As Hector described it, a resolution accusing her of fraud was written by the Saline County Republican Committee.
This is Public News Service. And now in what's known as ground zero for sea level rise, places like the Florida Keys and Monroe County are looking at a combination of home buyouts, adaptation, and what's also known as managed retreat.
The county's chief resiliency officer, Rhonda Haig, says as they expect a foot of sea level rise by the year 2045 and another foot by 2060, they can't stop the water from coming in. So they're planning a combination of projects, like raising roads and home buyouts, to create space for the coastline to move.
We're going to lose low-lying areas. We're going to lose parts of islands. That's a given. But we can modify our existence here with money to be able to stay here in most of the areas of the Keys, at least for the next 25 years.
Following Hurricane Irma, the Florida Department of Economic Opportunity earmarked $15 million for the Monroe County Voluntary Home Buyout Program. I'm Tremel Gomes.
Meantime, a new report finds that Michigan women have mental health concerns at rates higher than the national average.
The United Health Foundation says the number of women between ages 18 and 44 in Michigan who report frequent mental distress jumped to more than 25% in 2021, from 18% just 5 years earlier. Marnie Levitt, who heads the Women's Center of Southeast Michigan, says social media and ease of access to information have led to an overall uptick in anxiety and depression, and a world in turmoil isn't helping.
People feel helpless and more aware of the ongoing war in Ukraine and the new war in the Middle East, in which we have a great awareness that the primary victims of those conflicts are women and children.
Levitt adds concerns about climate change and their children's education are other top contributors to mental distress for Michigan women. The report also ranks Michigan 44th among states for a high number of women with multiple chronic health conditions and 45th for illicit drug use. For our Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, from our Nadia Ramlagan, the EPA says that West Virginia is not accurately keeping track of how many of the state's streams are polluted, and the agency added an additional 346 streams that total about 1,600 miles to its impaired list.
In a recent webinar, retired biologist with the West Virginia Department of Environmental Protection, John Wirtz, said the classification opens doors to resources for cleanup.
There's a lot of advantages to being called impaired, more eligible to receive money to restore streams. Yeah, some people might think it's bad to be called impaired, but there's lots of benefits. Just opens up lots of opportunities to fix those problems.
Waterways identified include segments of the Tug Fork, Elk River, Little Kanawha River, and North and South Fork Branch Potomac Rivers, among others.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for ending your week with Public News Service. Remember, and listener-supported, hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.